Are you a healthy male from an Asian, African, Middle Eastern or Mediterranean country? You could be eligible to volunteer for a clinical study where you'll be reimbursed for your time. Call 1-800-243-733 or visit clinicalstudies.com.au.
Asia Wide hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. Crossing the waters now to Singapore to have a chat to a man by the name of Edwin Walliman. Hello, Edwin.
Hi, how are you?
How are you going?
Well, it's going great over here. It's a great time to be in Singapore right now. Everything's extremely busy with so many music events. And yeah, it feels like the heart of Asia is literally, the heart of music is in Singapore right now.
I think the heart of music in Asia is in Singapore anyway. Like move across K-pop, move across Japan. Like, I mean, you guys seem to sort of be a hub for everything music, right? Which is amazing.
Well, we try to be number one at everything. So we probably won't end up being number one at everything, but we try to anyway.
Well, that's a good attitude to have, I think. Now, you seem incredibly busy. Do you consider yourself a musician first and foremost, and then a music manager, or would you say it's the other way around?
It's funny that you should ask that, because when I first started out, it was music first. I mean, I'm a musician. I started as a musician first. So I play in a band, and then after that, I somehow fell into a job, and I just fell in love with, like, the business side of music. I contribute a lot more. And I think that's... It used to be musician first and then a music manager after that. But I don't know, the lines are pretty blurry at the moment. It seems like I'm a music manager first and a musician second. Or I just wear many different hats at any single time. So,
but can I suggest, Edward, that it is a completely difficult slog to be a musician and to try and be found and heard and get those gigs. And you put in all your heart and energy, your soul and the money. And then all of a sudden someone offers you a job that you know you're good at and you can do it. It's kind of hard to knock back, isn't it?
Well, it's good that I like what I do. If it's any other industry, that I might probably just simply say that, hey, the money is good and so on. But now it's like, the money is good. I mean, I wouldn't say the money is good, but the money is less important as to the satisfaction and the self-gratification that you get from doing what you love and what you're really, really passionate about.
Yeah.
And if it means that we are helping the music community in Singapore, then, you know, why not?
What wouldn't you like to be doing for work? Would it involve would it involve ice cream, perhaps?
Ooh, funny thing, this is my first job, actually.
Yeah, no, I've been snooping around your Facebook page.
Hey, I get free ice cream.
Well, that's a good thing. You see, yeah. I started working in a supermarket, and I did that for 8 years working in a freezer. So I think we've both had plenty of time in the freezer to cool down and have a think about where we don't want to be.
We're a lot more alike than I think then.
There you go. So, I mean, let's take it back to the start. At what point did music become a passion for you? Has it always been there, the music side of things?
Yeah, I mean, I started picking up the guitar when I was 15 or 16. I just wanted to do something to fill my time, really. And then a hobby, and then it became a band. Had my first band, and then started playing bass because everyone else was playing guitar, so they needed a bassist. And I'm like, okay, fine, I'll pick up the bass. Somehow getting really, really involved in the music scene, like just growing up with all these local bands who kind of just inspired me to just do something more. And then obviously starting the Summer State about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And then after that, meeting a couple of people in the industry, and then somehow getting an internship, and now I'm doing this full time as in Secret Signal. So,
well, we'll get to the Summer State because I'm keen to learn about the group and where it got started officially. But yeah, let's talk a little bit more about your role as a music manager. So, can you explain your role specifically at Secret Signals and exactly what the company does?
So, the company is actually label services and publicity firm. So essentially what we do is we will do what a label does, but we are not an official label.
Yeah.
We are not a label per se. So for example, two of our clients are Hopeless Records and Red Bull and Root Records, who we are sort of being the Asian branch to, except Japan.
Okay, yeah.
So everywhere in Asia except Japan is under us. So that includes everything from marketing to social media to publicity to sales to, yeah, everything a label does, but under Secret Signals. And we also take on publicity clients like Red Bull Records, where we do PR for them and marketing. obviously for independent artists as well. So we just signed Silverstein today. So we're doing the Asia, we're being their publicist for Asia. And then we've got a New Zealand artist called Thea.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, so there's a lot more to it, really. There's all sorts of things, but I would say that our bread and butter is really like doing mostly publicity and getting media sorted out. And
but for what market? So like, I mean, if you're saying that some record labels are, you know, based in Japan, all that kind of thing, and then you're doing things for that region, are you more often than not sort of looking after promotions from the English language point of view while they're doing the things in Japanese, or is it really mixed up?
So for Japan, for Hopeless, there is a representative there who is handling Japan. So for us, it's really the rest of Asia.
Okay.
So we will do anything from English to Thai to Tagalog to Indonesian, Bahasa Indonesian, to Chinese even. So we try to localize a lot of the content to fit what the market needs are. And we kind of speak to the people in their language.
Okay.
So we are sort of like really like the voice for people who are fans of the labels and the artists for the region.
Fantastic.
So if anyone's like interested to find out more about the bands, then you know they can just hit us up and we'll try and connect them or get them aware of what's happening, and yeah, see what else we could do and grow sort of the label and the bands as well in the region.
Awesome. So who are some of the local musicians that you've represented over the years?
Well, we're doing a band called Mal Life now. I believe you just interviewed them a week ago.
That's it.
We started a campaign about 2.5 months ago to promote their EP. We are doing Fionn and Vils as well. Fionn is a alternative R&B artist from Singapore. Vils is a post-hardcore act from Singapore. We're keen to do a lot more stuff with regional acts. So we're not limiting ourselves to solely Singapore, but obviously because we're based in Singapore, it means that we are a lot more in touch with the people here because, we're always going for shows and all that.
How is the local music market going? Like, is it going in the right direction? And if, what ways do you think it could still improve?
I think it's going in the right direction for sure. Yeah. To be honest, there's not a lot of things that I would change at the moment or things that I could improve on. I think what we have right now is a growing community and a growing sense of local pride, really. There's a lot of content that's being, or at least, we're thinking of acts that are thinking of exporting their music out of Singapore.
Great.
And like people are finding, the local people are finding like more appreciation for the arts and for the musicians and for artists out here. But again, something that could improve, I mean, there's always things to improve, but I would say that maybe we'll need more people like to work behind the scenes. So someone that could do more managerial stuff in terms of managing the artists or even like myself, like someone who's doing PR for the band, things like that, like finding new ways to monetize so that the artists can stay artists and sort of continue being artists and become hopefully turning those things into full-time careers for them.
Yeah, I mean, so many different regions around the world, and especially Asian nations like Korea and Japan are particularly savvy about the way they market their products. And, it obviously, it's going to give you a run for your money, isn't it, to try and get your own musicians out there in the game as well and noticed, over some of those more well-known groups?
I don't think so. Obviously, with a country like Japan or Korea, they've already established, like, the culture or their identity as a country and the music in general. Whereas a place like Singapore, we're still trying to identify what the Singapore sound is or what makes Singapore, how people around the world could identify what Singapore music is. The good thing is that we are all taught English as a first language. So that's our international barrier pretty much destroyed, really. So it's sort of like there's no longer a barrier because the entry level is English, right? So that way we can speak to anyone, we can literally communicate to anyone around the world, but at the same time we are competing with everyone who speaks in English, and so we have to make sure that when we come up with music, it has to be of the same standard, if not better than what everyone else is doing across the world.
There certainly is some amazing stuff happening in Singapore, especially over the last 12 months. And I think the majority of our English tracks are from Singapore these days. And
yeah. There's
just so many things that get stuck in my head. Like, I mean, I can't think off the top of my head, but I mean, so many amazing musicians like Gail Nerva, Of Methodist, Fionn, of course. Like, yeah, just amazing stuff. So you guys are doing it the right way, I think.
I hope so.
Stick around. More coming up from Edwin after this. We're going to speak to him specifically about the Summer State, which is the group he's a part of. Asia Wide Hits 24/7 Asian Pop Radio.
Are you from an Asian, African, Middle Eastern or Mediterranean country? Are you a healthy male aged 18 to 55? Then you could be eligible to participate in a research project with the Centre for Clinical Studies. Participants are reimbursed for their time. Contact the Centre for Clinical Studies now on 1800 243 733. That's 1800 243 733. For more information, visit clinicalstudies.com.au. The Centre for Clinical Studies. We need volunteers like you.
Asia Wide Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio, and we still have Edwin with us on the show. So let's chat about the Summer State specifically. How would you describe the group's style of music?
We are a pop rock five-piece band from Singapore, and we grew up with a pop punk era of music. So a lot of influence from your Yellow Car, your Simple Plan, Paramore, and I don't think we are gonna change too much of it. The question on everyone's lips has always been like, so how do you like keep your sound current in the current state where everything is like sort of electronic?
Yeah, sure.
Influence in that sense, but I think for us, it's always been us as musicians, us as we want to make the experience as a band organic, so we'll still remain as a rock-centered band.
Yeah,
so we'll
yeah.
all still play instruments. I can't see us like solely coming up with an electronic track. Not yet at this point, at least.
Do you think there has to be some sort of balance there, though, like to cater to your ongoing fans but then attract new ones? Or you feel it's more about what you guys feel you would like to achieve and the music that you would like to put out there rather than trying to get a huge market for it?
I mean, there's always going to be a balance. But the way I see it is, if what you create is what you're proud of, it doesn't really matter whether it's what is current or what is supposedly passé. But as long as you're proud of your work, and you know, I'm sure you find your crowd, your audience, your listeners somewhere, no matter wherever it may be. The power of the internet is that everything is so accessible now that it doesn't really matter where you're from. As long as you believe in the music, I'm sure it'll be heard anywhere at some point by anyone.
Well, you've spoken about some of your influences. You know, as a whole for the group, like who are the group's influences? The same, or like do you sort of have a few more in the mix?
A few of us listen to a little bit more heavier stuff. So from Bring Me the Horizon to Of Mice and Men and all that. But I mean, ultimately, when it comes to like collective like influences, it's always been bands like Paramore, it's bands like Okard, it's bands like Simple Plan.
Nice. If you had the chance to collaborate with different groups, so who would be on your list?
I'll say Paramore.
Why not?
I mean, the way their music has evolved over the years and still stay relevant and still stay passionate and still sound like Paramore in their own way.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, to me, it's something that's admired, and it's, yeah, the evolution is really something that any band could say that they'll be proud of.
Are you a healthy male from an Asian, African, Middle Eastern or Mediterranean country? You could be eligible to volunteer for a clinical study where you'll be reimbursed for your time. Call 1800 243 733 or visit clinicalstudies.com.au.